Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk foreign affairs with national security expert Ty Cobb. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marsha Burke Bigler, Greg Crawford, and Verita Black Prothrow. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to our program Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan on national security issues. A pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Lots to talk about. Let's start with Syria. You know, if we looked at this a year ago, you would have thought that Assad would be gone. The reality is he's still there, and it is a mess.
93,000 dead. It's a humanitarian nightmare. Refugees flowing into Turkey and Jordan, surrounding countries. A dictator still remains in power, closely aligned with Iran and somewhat with Russia. Probably inimical to our interests, but we've been unable to find a good solution, a good policy course.
And what would that be? Because it seems that we have so many other entities and forces coming in, the Saudis getting involved. You know, it just seems like there's no good person to go talk to. We talk about potentially arming groups, but we don't know which groups would be the ones we'd want to arm and which ones would take those weapons, do the job, and then turn the arms on us.
The reason we've been so cautious is that while we would like to enable democratic elements, more secularly oriented within the rebel coalition, the fact of the matter is that the most powerful and effective forces are Sunni elements aligned with al-Qaeda in Iraq, and that includes al-Nusra. So if we send arms to the rebel coalition, are we simply on giving arms to a Sunni force that we're going to have to confront later on?
Which would be a mirrored reflection of what happened in Afghanistan with the Taliban.
Perhaps in Iraq as well. But the dominant feature that seems to be coming out is the split within the Islamic world between the Shia, which are largely in Iran, and their allies, Hezbollah in Lebanon, who've doubled down to assist the Assad regime, and the Sunni forces, as you said, supported by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Egypt.
And, you know, you look at Jordan, you know, the amount of refugees coming in there,
that
regime is in I mean, it was always in danger potentially because of the huge Palestinian
Because
population.
Of the Palestinian refugees make up a very large percent of the population anyway, so the Hashemite kingdom, I think, is in real danger of being just flooded with refugees with strong sectarian views.
Hezbollah, of course, aligned here, sending fighters into Syria. They are also not only occupying the southern portion of Lebanon in terms of a battle with Israel, but they are also part of the government. And the word has been to me that in the past, Israel has said, you know, that they would attack Hezbollah where they sit. But now, if they were to attack Hezbollah, they would go all the way to Beirut.
And that's what we're hearing is that those people who have been in touch with high-ranking Israelis said that the time is coming for an Israeli-Hezbollah showdown. That didn't work out so well in the past for Israel. Now the feeling is that they won't stop until they've wiped out Hezbollah, which, as you said, is now the dominant force within the Lebanese government. It will be a mess, but I think Israel just calculates that at some point this force, Hezbollah, aligned with Iran, is so inimical to their interests that they're going to have to deal with it strongly once and for all.
Is Russia's main interest the deep water port, or are there other things that are driving Russia to not work with the United States?
You have to understand that for Russia, Assad in Syria is critical because that's all they got left. In the old days, they had alignments with Libya and with Egypt, and of course, they had a puppet regime in Afghanistan. Iraq was one of their closest allies. Now they got nothing but Syria, and they don't even have a port or a base in Tartus. It's a pier with maybe four or five people there, and they may have withdrawn those individuals. But for Russia, that's all they've got. Assad, they cannot afford to see Assad's regime leave.
We saw Iron Dome very successfully used by Israel
In
the southern portion of the nation. Is it strong enough to defend against an attack by Hezbollah?
It seemed to work. That's the system of air defense against missiles, and it seemed to work pretty well against fairly old missiles. Whether it would work against the more sophisticated ones that Hezbollah furnished by Russia mainly or through Iran and the Revolutionary Guards, I think, is another question. But Iron Dome was effective, but it's extraordinarily expensive to ever consider deploying a system widespread for ballistic missile defense.
The Golan Heights had been quiet for decades.
40 years.
All of a sudden now Israel has to deal with that.
I think if you're sitting in Israel and you look at the Arab Spring, which at least initially had promise, what has happened, Egypt has gone from Mubarak, maybe a hated dictator, but at least the Sinai was quiet for 30 years, as was the Suez, and now you have the Muslim Brotherhood in power.
Do you really, you know, I know there was a changeover in the military, but is not the military still the really dominant force behind the scenes?
No. Morsi succeeded in emasculating the military, really surprised a lot of observers when he fired many of the high command and replaced them with more junior officers who are aligned with Muslim Brotherhood. So far, Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood have been a fairly benign force. But if you're sitting in Israel and you see that change, and then you look up at the Golan Heights, where, as you said, for 40 years it's been pretty quiet, you don't like Assad, but nothing's happened. Well, if that regime is overthrown and the rebel coalition takes over and it's dominated by Sunnis and aligned with al-Qaeda in Iraq, your two major fronts have really exploded.
You know, I said for many years, up until the last year or so, that democracy is not always good for the United States and its allies.
We have always had that conundrum. Do we support democracy or dictators? And Gene Kirkpatrick was one of the first to draw our attention to that. In the Arab world, we of course wanted to see a shift away from a dictatorship, hoping that the Arab Spring would bring a rise in secular governments and democracy, and we've been fairly disappointed.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ty Cobb when we come back.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nevada's Hometown Rodeo.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with national security expert Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan. The tale of Edward Snowden, likely to be several more weeks at the Moscow airport. Your thoughts on him, what he revealed, what should be done, and what can we do?
There's not much we can do. We can make a lot of fuss, but don't expect China and Russia or Ecuador to be particularly helpful. But, you know, in fairness, if there was a high-level defector from the KGB or the FSB, as it's now called, out of Russia, who brought tons of secrets with him, we certainly are not going to be rushing to turn that person back to Russia. As far as we know, Snowden's in the Sheremetyevo airport somewhere in the transit lounge. We're not sure where he went. Most likely, he took four computers with him. I think China pretty well wiped them clean while he was there in Hong Kong. And the revelations have been a very serious problem for the intelligence community.
In what ways?
What he revealed is the what some people call the vacuum technique by the National Security Agency, the NSA, that has amassed an amazing amount of data through its phone intercepts, all done in accordance with legal rulings through the FISA court, the Foreign and Surveillance Courts, that have, they claim, prevented at least 50 terrorist attacks. But there is a tremendous amount of information that's been collected. And in the revelations, we apparently were intercepting calls overseas to Germany and with some of our allies.
What kind of faith do you have in the FISA court to take care of Americans versus the government?
I'm very concerned about government overreach. I think the FISA courts have carefully looked at these. They've approved almost every one of them. So some people would say that's it's a weak sister, not really protecting much. What really concerns me now is the vast, enormous amount of data that has been collected in the cloud that through sophisticated data mining can reveal a lot about Americans' privacy. We're all very happy with the anti-terrorism focus that's been conducted in the past, but let's face it, the amount of information that is available is going to be very attractive to a less benign force.
Well, and also, you know, does the average American have any expectation of the right to privacy? I mean, if you Google something, if you go to Amazon, almost every major company is mining the data that you have, your personal data. They may have more information about you than the government does.
Certainly. Certainly they do. And we store the information securely, we believe, in the cloud. But that is also, this is the day and age, the nature of it, that because we rely so much on internet communications and storage of data in the cloud, that information is available through sophisticated searches. I mean, you go to Google or Yahoo or whatever right now, and you find answers to virtually anything right away. But when the government is collecting that data and it's available, I think this is an issue that unites the left, the American Civil Liberties Union, and libertarians on the right, very deeply concerned about the invasion of privacy.
When Hong Kong became a special administrative region of China back in, 1999?
97, yeah.
97, okay. The idea was it would be a separate autonomous region. But with what we've seen with this Snowden case, it appears that they are not as autonomous as one might have hoped.
Hong Kong is an autonomous region except on very important issues. I don't think anybody should have been deceived on that. Clearly, Hong Kong was not in a position that it's going to stand up to Beijing and tell them that we are going to treat this individual differently than you want. This was an important matter for Beijing. I think they wanted to get that information as quickly as possible and get him the heck out of China and Hong Kong.
And it's interesting because, you know, in every situation, whether it's military or computer, whatever, we are always doing to they what they are doing to us.
Cyber security and cyber warfare is an emerging number one threat. Keith Alexander, head of the NSA, is head of also Cyber Command. And we would be foolish to pretend that we don't do cyber hacking. Apparently, we were involved with Israel in the attack on the Iranian nuclear capabilities.
That was Stuxnet, right?
Stuxnet. And there have been others called Flame. But the by far and away the greatest perpetrator of hacking is coming out of China, and it is conducted by the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, and its units. This is not just some bunch of guys sitting around in a coffee house hacking. This is conducted by the government for the purpose of finding out private sector data primarily.
And you think that they're doing more of it than we are?
By a factor of 100.
Wow. So we've got to leave it. To be continued, sir.
Yes.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At Consign Furniture, we offer pickup and delivery service to make it easy and convenient for you to spruce up your home.
Let Consign Furniture help you take the guesswork out of buying or selling your furniture or household items.
Welcome to Auto Insurance America.
I'm here to get an insurance quote for my new car. She's here to make her payment.
Great. You have a seat right here with our quote expert, and you step right over here into our payment center.
Visit one of our local offices today, or go to autoinsuranceamerica.com. Policies start at just $31 per month.
I could really go for some popcorn.
We're always here for you.
Call now and get instant proof of insurance at a price you can afford.
Auto Insurance America.
Watch all of the excitement in person at the American Century Championship. Athletes and celebrities duel it out at beautiful Lake Tahoe with John Elway, Aaron Rodgers, Michael Phelps, and the man with one of the most unique swings in golf, Charles Barkley. Come see the stars at the American Century Championship. For tickets, go to TahoeSouth.com. News 4 is a proud partner of the American Century Championship at Edgewood. Tickets on sale now. Come join the fun July 16th through the 21st, or watch the weekend action only on News 4.
Come to Consign Furniture and check out our new selection of household items. We have items for the whole house, plus tons of new furniture arriving daily. Come see us today. Consign Furniture. Easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Marsha Birkbigler is here. She's Washoe County Commissioner and also a consultant with Forte LLP. Greg Crawford is co-manager of Alliance Trust Company. And Valerita Black Prothrow is host of Get Real America. Pleasure to have you all here on the program. So the legislature punted back to the Washoe County Commission the ability to raise taxes for the school district. Obviously demonstrated a great need, but it's got to be a supermajority of the county commission to approve this. Where do we sit at this point?
I would say right now it has a chance, but that's dependent upon what the rules are that come out of the bill, because technically this is the Washoe County Commission raising taxes that benefit and are under the control of the Washoe County School District, a separate elected body. So we've asked our attorney for some responses on what authority we have, but right now I would just say there's not a whole lot of interest on the commission in passing a piece of legislation or passing taxes that result in no oversight.
Is this a political decision, i.e. we don't want to raise taxes because down the road that's going to be thrown at us in the next election, or are there other reasons?
For me, it's not a political decision, and I don't think it is for the majority of the members of the commission. There may be somebody there, but I don't think that. For me, it's about clarity, visibility, and responsibility of taxpayer dollars. And you don't just raise taxes and then never have to report on what you're doing with them. You know, how do we know where the money's going if there's not a report made to the citizens? And that language is not in the bill as currently written. And I mean, it's true the county commission would have no authority, if you will, over the money, but they should, because we're the ones being asked to increase the tax, they should then report to us annually what they raised and what they did with it, or at least report it to the IFC, the Interim Finance Committee, if they don't want to report it to us. But they need to report to somebody about these taxes. And then I think the other real serious concern is, what if the margins tax passes? And that's a huge amount of money that goes to the school district. Now we've
potentially,
but now what we've done, if that happens, now what we've done is we've actually taxed our citizens in Washoe County twice to benefit the schools. And do the citizens want to do that? I don't have an answer for that. I think the commission will hold a lot of hearings.
Greg?
Well, the schools have taken the brunt of the economic downturn here. There's no question about that. And I do believe, you know, we know a lot of teachers here in town. I do believe there's a real need there. But the mechanics have to be worked out, because a scenario of a double tax, or a scenario where the tax dollars are spent but not perhaps in the way that the voters intended them to be, that's a serious problem, and that needs to be addressed in the mechanics of the bill.
And it's also interesting, because this is a whole new way of doing business here. You know, they didn't give the authority to the school district, which is what the school district would probably have wanted, but giving it to the county commission. Your thoughts?
Well, that seems an odd mix, because of what Marcia has pointed out, is that they get the brunt of it from the taxpayers saying, you raise our taxes, but then they have no way to enforce, no way to show any accountability. Again, the mechanics definitely need to be worked out on that, because it is really unfair to the county commissioners to have it set up that way, in my opinion.
All right, I'm going to change topics on you here. I got a note from my accountant, sends out a newsletter every quarter, and in it says the IRS will close all of its operations on June 14, July 5, July 22, and August 30 of 2013. The current budget situation, including the sequester, has made these closures necessary. IRS employees will be furloughed without pay on these days. Now, there's a whole bunch of people out there cheering right now, but at the same time, at a time when we need revenue, this seems to be crazy.
It does, and frankly, I've been caught in a lot of furlough situations, stuck on the ground at the Newark airport coming back to Reno and such. So, I mean, these impacts are real and do impact government services. There's really no way around it. The IRS, as you said, there might be some people pretty happy and wish that they permanently close that office.
And by the way, they do want you to still send in your tax payments.
Right, of course. They'll get to, they'll cash the checks, I'm sure.
The sequester, you know, it's not the top of the news. Paula Deen is getting more coverage than the sequester. addressed it. But this sequester is causing a giant problem for this country.
Well, you know, I just have such issues with how things are covered in the news. This whole thing with Paula Deen has just taken over the news coverage. Not that it's not something that we should have in our national discourse, but the sequester is more important. What happened with the Voting Rights Act yesterday is way more important, or the other day, is as much more important. And we talk about the Food Network and, you know, what's going on with, you know, not seeing things doused in butter.
Well, I was really trying to direct that more towards the problem for the sequester, but your points are well made. Dean Heller, named Porker of the Month by D.C. Watchdog Group, according to Anjanette Damon, a group named Senator Dean Heller is Porker of the Month for supporting a provision in the immigration bill that would ensure continual federal funding for a tourism promotion agency. But that is something that is really needed by tourism in this country.
That's right. You could call it that, but it's not just tourism in this country, it's tourism in this state, and Dean Heller understands that very well, having been a political guy at the local level as well as now at the federal level. So he understands how important tourism is to Nevada's growth. That's who we are.
Well, we'll see if this promotes an exercise program by Senator Heller to make sure that he trims down.
Trims
that's where
down
we got to
pork.
Leave it. Thank you all very much.
Thank
we'll be right
you.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Our 4th of July sale. Save on complete living rooms like the Rachel with sofa, love seat, chair, and ottoman on sale $14.99. Get the Osborne all leather seating reclining sofa and glider reclining love seat on sale for only $15.99. Check out complete bedrooms like the Grand Marquis, including queen bed, dresser, mirror, and nightstand on sale for only $12.99. More selection, more value, and it's happening now during our 4th of July sale at More Furniture for Less.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
The Reno Rodeo, June 20th through the 29th. 10 nights of the greatest extreme sport on dirt. It's family fun all can enjoy. Ticket proceeds benefit children with extraordinary needs through the Reno Rodeo Foundation. Help support our community and our area's Little Calvo.
KRNB News 4 is a proud sponsor of the Reno Rodeo, and it's the most fun you'll have with your boots on. So round up the posse, head to the Reno Rodeo, and get your cowboy on.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires a good thing?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up on our broadcast next week, we'll include topics like mortgage mediation. We'll also look at the narcotics situation across the state and the Supreme Court decisions of the last week. See you next week.